and he might say, I already
took it.
Or I already what it to you.
Right.
Okay. All right, this expression, if I'm trying on some clothes, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
perfect. Fit.
Okay. And if I put a lot of things in my pockets, you'd say they begin to what?
Bulge.
All right. And if your husband, talking about the clothes that he would wear to church, if they're a little worn out, he might say, well, I need to go downtown to buy myself a
new suit.
Sure. All right. All right. What about this situation? If you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it's going to what?
Shrink.
All right. You'd say, I put it in there and it did what?
Grew up.
Or?
Shrunk.
Okay. Everyone I've done that way has?
Shrunk.
Okay. All right. When you were a young girl, maybe if you were going out on a date, let's say, before you went out, you spent a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say you were doing?
Primping, I guess.
Okay. Now, what if the boy, before he went out, was spending a lot of time in front of the mirror? What would you say he was doing?
I'd say the same thing. He was sprucing up or primping.
Primping would do for a boy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing that women take all this stuff around in, that's a
handbag, purse.
Okay. Do you have a name for a smaller one with a clasp that would have change in it?
Coin purse.
Coin purse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And something that you would wear, what would you call that? On your
bracelet.
All right. And around your neck?
Necklace.
What if this were beads or pearls? Would you call it something different?
Or it would be a string of pearls.
A string of pearls. You ever heard people talk about a pair of beads?
Yeah.
To mean a necklace?
Yeah, but a pair of beads would be two.
Just two. Mm-hmm. But you have heard it used to mean a necklace. Okay. And these things that men wear and hold up their pants.
Well, galluses. Sure. Suspenders.
What? Now that word galluses, you still hear it very much? But galluses and suspenders are the same thing. Ever heard of called braces?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And something that you would hold to over your head to keep rainwater off you.
Umbrella. Shower stick.
Shower stick? Really? I
haven't heard about it. A shower stick.
Do you hear that very much?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a normal
slang word, of course, yeah.
Okay. What about the word parasol?
Well, the parasol's pretty. It doesn't have any purpose. There's a difference in the umbrella and the parasol.
Would you be more likely to use that to keep the sun off?
Yeah, and yes, around the beach and so on, you'd use a parasol. But an umbrella is to keep the rain off and sun.
Sure. Shower stick, I like that. Okay, I think that's the first time I've heard that. Talking about making up your bed, the last thing that goes on your bed, you would call the
bedspread.
Flying word.
County pen, used to.
That would be an old-fashioned word.
The county pen.
What about something that's heavier that you would use in the wintertime?
Comforter. Blanket.
Right,
quilt.
All right. Now, what's the difference in those, if there's any difference between comforter and blanket?
Well, a comforter is usually two pieces put over a filler, while a quilt is usually several, it's pieced usually, out of scraps.
I see. Okay. What would you call a place that you would make up on the floor for a child to sleep on?
Pallet.
Okay, and he would rest his head on a
pillow.
Do you know of anything that's similar to a pillow, except maybe a little longer? Looks
bolster. Good.
Sure, okay. How long are those things usually?
Usually the length of bed's width.
I see. So this expression, if you're talking about that bolster, you might say it doesn't just go partway across the bed.
It goes all the way.
Mm-hmm.